Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say.
Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 6. It's your girl, Margaret, as always. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you're always missing some shit. Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. First of all, thank you guys so much for tapping in to my Clear the Air. Thank you so much for tapping in to my music. I'm just here for the love, okay? I have been getting some voice notes, so I'm working on it to check it out and shit. So I appreciate that too. So I wanted to bring you guys a new episode. If you follow me on Instagram, last week I went on my little rant on today's topic, and I felt like I needed to jump on my platform really to break it down because the girls was ruffled, okay? So as you can see from today's title of the episode, I am not at your convenience. So before we jump into today's episode, per the usual, these are my thoughts and my sentiments, and if you don't fuck with me, bye, bitch. Okay? Listen, I was on Instagram last week because we had a full moon in Pisces. And, you know, although I have taken my mini break from the internet, it doesn't stop me from browsing and, you know, looking and whatever. And between watching people's stories, between my DMs and life and dealing with people, your girl's fed up. So I had released that I had learned two things this full moon in Pisces. First thing I learned was that a lot of people do not understand their responsibilities of the power that they hold, which is being a human. The second thing that I learned was that I feel like a lot of people have mismanaged and taken advantage of something that has been created to empower people on this self-love, self-care, self-growth journey. And a lot of people didn't like that. And I want to break this down because today's title, which is like, I'm not at your convenience, really ties into this. See, being a human being and being on this journey of self-care, self-love, self-growth is a very taxing journey. And I feel like a lot of times society has kind of normalized the behavior of individuals taking the self-care route to neglect their responsibilities of being a human. And what I mean by that is that if you understand your responsibilities of being a human and maintaining connections with people and being conscious to the people you share space with, and it doesn't have to be direct space, to be clear, you will know that what is key in that process is being compassionate, being empathetic, being sincere, transparent, right? And there's been this trend that I cannot stand that I see of people where a lot of people are now telling folks like, well, to empower yourself onto the self-care, self-growth journey, you know, if you gotta take space and disappear and ghost people, do it. If you gotta just block a motherfucker with zero explanations, do it, right? There's a lot of things that I feel like society is really enforcing for individuals to do, and they're labeling it incorrectly. And hear me out. Yes, we are completely grown. Absolutely, when I am in my darkest space and I need to take space, of course, being an adult and adulting and being grown, I don't have to explain anything to anyone, right? Technically, logically speaking, correct. However, if I'm on this path of being a compassionate, empathetic human being, right, and I'm conscious to the space I share with others, right? I'm going to factor in other people, their feelings, and then also how they receive that. I just am. And I feel like a lot of y'all are using these boundaries that are made up in your head, these principles that the internet is selling, for you to be a fucking jerk to people. And it's insane. The other half, which is what inspired today's episode title, is we have some people that will skirt off and die and disappear and come back to life, bitch, and think they can just knock, knock, and they get insurance. And that's what I wanted to unpack today. Like, hear me out. I am the queen of understanding other people's perspective. And if you follow me, I think a while back on my page, I said this, you know, it's literally a gift and a curse to understand people that you don't agree with. And I always say this, at the end of the day, I may not understand you, but I'm gonna feel you. And I'm gonna feel you because at the end of the day, like, just cause I don't agree, I'm never gonna take away my empathy or my compassion to understand another person. So I get it, right? Sometimes life gets to life in. Sometimes we go through some shit, and sometimes we just gotta crawl in our shell and die and disappear and, you know, say fuck the world. We get it. However, it does not mean that it gives you access to me as a human again. Now, I went through a situation where I feel like I'm at a point in my journey of turning 34 where I no longer am choosing to maintain inconsistent, sporadic, in and out revolving door connections. And I had a person who had reached out to me after months of not hearing them. And this has kind of been a cycle for a couple years now where, you know, this person would just disappear, come back in. And I wasn't angry. I wasn't pressed. And I'm going to be real too. I wasn't losing sleep at night for not speaking to this person. But when this person hit me, I felt like it was only in my own power to just be honest. So we were catching up, you know. This person basically was just breaking down how life was going for him. And I was like, I get that. And he even talked about communication and working on it. And I told him, I feel like you should really work on that in your immediate circle and keep me out your circle. And I wasn't trying to be on no funny shit. I was being dead for real. And, you know, I wished him the best and I hung up. And the purpose behind that is because I truly believe, like, some people are just so oblivious to the choices that they make and how they affect other people. And I'm tired of the internet really having y'all fucked up in your head to believe like you can disappear and label it as self-care and that you get to come back and spin the block and think that everybody's gonna be kumbaya. Like, no, unacceptable. And I feel like a lot of people now are just riding the bandwagon of this so-called I'm gonna do what I have to do for self-care, not explain myself, to absolve them from their responsibilities of being an actual human being. See, I care about people, and I don't know about y'all, but I do. And because I care about people, I'm mindful and conscious, right, to at least at a minimum share that it's not personal, I'm taking space. Or this connection is just taking too much energy from me, I need a break. There's nothing wrong with doing that. A lot of y'all get into this ego power trip of, I had to take space and I'm doing this for me and I don't gotta tell nobody, I'm grown, right? Because you're really immature. You really lack the communication skills and emotional maturity, right, to express yourself. And the ego tells you that by you explaining yourself, right, it puts you in a place of a child and you think you're adulting by not communicating when it's really reversed. And the problem is, where I was getting at on my page, is that a lot of y'all have taken something that was designed to be so beautiful and empower people to justify your inability to be a grown as emotionally mature individual. And where I've evolved in life, I don't take anything personal. A lot of people really take me not accepting their bullshit and the internet dramas or whatever. A lot of people take it so personal and they really think in their brain like I'm pressed, and I'm not. See, I understand why people move in the motions that they do. However, similar to you, I have my own motions that I gotta move into too. And the mere difference between said person and I is that I'm going to express that. And while I understand and I don't agree, it doesn't give you access to me. And that's within my power and right to enforce that. And some people take it so personal, but you know what I mean? No, but it's nothing to take personal. See, I'm in a space where it's like, I'm not at your convenience. You know what I mean? Nobody wants connections that are convenient. Nobody wants to be at the convenience of another person. That's not reciprocity. It's not even about power and ego. It's reciprocity. Nobody has time for that at all. Because what is the service that I'm doing here by maintaining a connection that I connect with every 8 months or so? For what? What is that? What's the purpose? What are we servicing here? Nothing. You know what I mean? You might as well just stay gone. That's how I view things. And some people really believe that because life overcomes them and they had to do what they had to do to take care of themselves, that it's a pass to basically sweep under the rug your inability to communicate, to consider, to be empathetic to how your actions affect the people in your life. And that's kind of what I meant on my page. And a lot of people were just so bothered. The same little bitches that are fucking on the same fuck niggas and dressing up the bullshit of self-care are the ones that are mad. Mad as fuck. And y'all need to just stop in real life. Because if you really think that self-care and self-love is you meditating, you burning sage, you buying crystals, you telling a nigga fuck you today, and then sharing some Justin LaBoy shit or sharing some namaste, namaste, tarot, astrology quote, bitch, you got something else coming for you. Delulu is what we call it. Because what? How? You know, like, it's something, and I think I stressed on this on Get Your Spirit Right. You should go check that episode out on how to fine-tune your spirit. It's one of them episodes. I break this shit down. We'll break it down again. Spirituality and healing is inner work. There are no props. There's no playlist. There's no candle. There's no fucking page on Instagram that's going to teach your ass how to work on yourself, but you looking within yourself. Okay. Never. And I'm tired of y'all living by the word of the internet like it's the word of God, like it's law. That's scary. Scary. It may sound nice. It may resonate. It may hit a little bit, but it's not law. All the work and how I progressed in my life has come from within me. That's where it starts from. Yes. Sometimes you may get some messages on the Explore page that may hit and be like, damn, you know what? I could relate to that. True. But you also have to be mindful of the content that you are feeding your spirit, because not everybody behind that content is standing in their truth. A lot of y'all are clout chasing and doing it because it sounds nice, it looks good, and because it's trendy. And that's the shit you got to be careful with. Because I look at things from such a different perspective. Selfishness back then had me saying, I don't gotta explain myself. I'm gonna do what's best for me and they just gotta deal with it. That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. Because at the end of the day, right, how can I sit here and say I love these people? I care about them, right? That I wouldn't even consider how my absence would hurt them, damage their world. How could I sit there and say I love these people? And then more importantly, how do I think that my people are going to be mentally, emotionally, and spiritually okay when I just return? And how do I assume that my people are going to be just ready with their arms wide open, willing to accept me and pick right back up? That's not fair. That's not cool. That's not being a human. That's not being compassionate. So a lot of y'all need to get your spirit fucking right. Get your shit together. And stop treating people on this planet like they're disposable and like you ain't got no responsibilities to answer to them. Because I'm going to tell you, news fucking flash on this planet. If you are a human in a connection, and connection here is fucking universal, to be clear. You are a human as you claim to be, right? You do have a responsibility to answer questions that you're responsible for. You do have a responsibility to your tribe and your people. You do have a responsibility to be compassionate, to think of how your actions affect the other said individual. That's what makes the world a better place. That's what makes you grow. That's what makes you a better human. And that would be all for the sake of self-care. Believe that. But you bitches believe otherwise. You motherfuckers really believe the internet, and you really believe that ghosting people, popping up when it's convenient for that ass, is okay. And no, bitch, it's not. You look stupid. Like, for real. And that's the reality. And the tea is, when you come across individuals that have evolved, that still will meet you with empathy and compassion, even in the sake of your absence, even in the sake of whatever fucking theory you came up with to justify your bullshit actions, it does not mean that still you get access to those people. And that's the shit y'all need to understand. Like, if you want to sit here and you want to take radical motherfucking choices and make radical fucking decisions, understand there's going to be radical motherfucking repercussions. Okay. At least on this side of the planet. And that's the shit people don't realize. I'm not buying into that bullshit at all. I'm not. You can buy into it, and I'm okay with you buying into it. But no, on this side, it don't work like that. And I'm not going to accept that. Look, I turned 34 this year, and I feel like 34 has just empowered me, right? To just be more tapped into my spiritual being. And I feel like it's my duty in this goal of healing my bloodline and making the world a better fucking place to not partake and accept the bullshit. I'm not gonna argue you down. I'm not gonna lose sleep. I'm not gonna be pressed and stressed. But when you do come to the block, I'm gonna greet you and I'm gonna walk you out. I don't know why people get mad at that. And all I'm trying to do is spread a message here to let people know, like, y'all done ruined something so beautiful, and you're not low. You're not low. Your inability to be accountable, your inability to have people skills, like, that's some shit that you need to work on in real life. You can't sit here and mask it with self-care and say, well, I had to. There's a lot of things that we have to do, but it's how we choose to do it. And that's the fucking problem. Okay, so us as humans, we need to do way better. Y'all need to stay out my DMs with the dumb shit and stop taking everything personal. I'm not. What's crazy is that I'm going to sit here and I'm going to understand you completely. I just don't agree with you. Oh, well. That's that. You know, I feel like it's why I have been so conscious to who I entertain in my path and my journey. It's why I'm just not on the internet. I'm just not. It's the same recycled shit by the same group of unevolved, toxic, narcissistic, gaslighting people. Like, think about it. Our principles that are sacred have been put into the hands of some demons. Real life. And it's so sad to see. And it's even worse when you have people believing this shit. Like, they're really buying into this shit. And that's crazy. Crazy. For real. I had an ex, right, who was so unevolved and, you know, came into my way, helped evolve him, and motherfucker be out here on the internet acting like he baby Jesus. All while you a dog ass nigga. It's stuff like that blows my mind. It's like, oh, now you save, you preaching the word of God and spirituality and how to evolve and gang gang gang, but you still fuck nigga. You know what I mean? Like, it be the axe for me. It be that, baby. And then you want to know what's the tea? They don't even be getting paid for it, doing all that shit to build up a platform following for clout. Or while you sitting there searching through Pinterest, TikTok, Twitter to get some information. It be the acting for me. So yeah. Anyway, so final thoughts. I am not at your convenience. And not being at your convenience is an action that helps me stand in my power. A person that knows their value, a person that understands the art of reciprocity, is not going to entertain people who really want to build things for the sake of convenience, or who want to just justify their inability to be emotionally mature, let alone have compassion, for the sake of self-care. I think the biggest takeaway I can give to anybody on either side of the spectrum is simply this. Understand that in 2023 and then on, you need to stand on your decisions. You need to stand on your actions and your choices. And I am not in the place or position to tell people how to move. I'm in no position to argue you down and tell you why I don't agree. I'm not doing that. All I'm in the position to do is enforce my own power and stand on my own principles and let you know. I'm not going to ghost people. I'm not going to disrespect people. I'm not going to fucking talk down on them. I'm going to just let you know, hey, I'm not rocking with that. I'm in this space of this is what I'm rocking with, and take care, love. Bye. Like, it's just that simple. And I think a lot of us just need to understand that if you're going to choose certain paths and certain ways, then deal with it. And that's it, you know, and just leave me the fuck alone. It's that simple. So yeah, so while you are making your choices in self-care, please understand the layers of being a human. Please understand your responsibility as having this power of being a human. Because if you don't, I feel like you are misusing and manipulating what was created to empower people to take on this healing self-care journey. So don't be that person, okay? All right, I would like to thank you guys so much for tapping into today's episode, and I will catch you guys on the next one. Later.